BBC Radio Solent, 24 minutes past six. And there are going to be quite a few people feeling a little bit saddle sore tonight after taking part in the Southampton leg of the sixth annual World Naked Bike Ride. Rob Jordan is about to take part in the ride and joins me on the phone now. Evening, Rob.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you bearing up?
Excellent. We're out here in the common. We got probably about 200 naked cyclists
there. Hey, fantastic. Exactly how naked are you?
I'm completely naked, apart from shoes. I've got some shoes on.
Right.
That's just my foible.
No, that's understandable, because it's not... You don't have to be totally naked to take part, do you?
You don't, you don't. We challenge people to try and be as naked as they're comfortable, but don't want to keep anybody away who's obviously got a little bit more modesty.
So where's the route taking you tonight? Where are you 200 headed?
We're going to town via Portswood Road.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get into the city centre, we're going to go around a few interesting places like Oxford Street, where we always get a good warm welcome from people in bars and pubs. And then we'll be heading back here to the common up the avenue, basically.
And what's the thinking behind this, Rob? You're not just doing it because you're exhibitionists, are you?
No. We're doing it, first of all, to highlight cycling as a really fantastic means of transport. You know, this is the 21st century's sustainable transport means. The car is a thing of the past. So we're celebrating cycling, but we're also drawing attention to some of the issues that make cycling a problem, like the safety of bikes on the road. So we're looking to governments to provide an infrastructure that really supports us for cycling into the future.
And, I mean, it's not too cold out there, is it? I hope. I can't see out the window from here.
It's warm enough.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's not as warm as you might hope, but it's warm enough.
I think we spoke to somebody who was doing it about this time last year, and it was a beautiful sunny day last year. I feel a bit sorry for you.
No, I think somebody loves happy naked cyclists because the sun generally shines on us.
Have you made any modifications to your bike? I always do worry about the people who might be out on races if they're naked, because those seats can be quite small.
They're fine, really. I've done this a few times and it's quite comfortable. What we do have tonight is a couple of 19th century penny farthings that are going to be leading the ride.
Oh, brilliant.
They are quite a sight, I'll tell you.
Okay, so if people are driving by, give you a wide berth, maybe give you a toot on the horn and just consider the cyclist's plight the rest of the year. Is that your message?
Exactly so, yeah. That's perfect, yeah.
Terrific. Rob, we hope you have a wonderful time. We hope it stays bright and sunny, and we hope you get a nice warm reception.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for speaking to us. Rob Jordan there, part of the 6th annual World Naked Bike Ride, which is hitting the streets of Southampton in the next 3 minutes. Nice to get a naked man on the show, isn't it?